Weekday at 1 p.m.
This is KNX In Depth, an hour each day when we dig deeper, ask more questions, tell you how the major stories of the day impact you. It's sponsored by your Southern California BMW centers. I'm Mike Simpson along with Charles Feldman.
Inspections. Word inspections have discovered the home in Paris where 13 siblings were found in torturous conditions, not enough food, some chained to furniture. The house was a home school, but in California, no inspections are required except for the fire department, and even that apparently did not happen. So we will go in depth. Also, it's not every day that the president of the United States is compared with the former Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, but today is that day. It was an extraordinary speech by a Republican U.S. senator on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
Later on, we'll be talking about two stabbing deaths, a college student home for winter break, and a transgender woman, and the hate crime investigations that could surround them. And then, as the president hands out his fake news awards, many Americans really don't know the difference between real news and what's fake.
We begin with the tragedy in Riverside County. 13 brothers and sisters found malnourished in what authorities describe as their filthy family home. Some of them chained to their beds, their parents under arrest. The big question, how could this happen and why didn't anybody outside know?
So these siblings were homeschooled by their parents. So in hindsight, many are asking, why weren't there inspections? Some rules for homeschooling that might have shed light on this situation. We have two guests, Rachel Coleman, executive director of the Coalition for Responsible Home Education, and Mike Smith, attorney for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
So, Rachel, let's begin with you. As I understand it, you were homeschooled, but, and I know that states differ. Should a state such as California have apparently no, or if there are any, very little regulations that would require some sort of state input, some sort of state inspection into these so-called home schools?
Hi, yes. So we have a set of policy recommendations that we make, but I think to understand our position, we are actually, our board is all homeschool graduates, and we founded our organization in 2013 because we kept seeing cases like this. This is not the first case like this, not the only case like this. And as homeschool graduates, we were sort of appalled to see this education method that had served us in some cases well. My own experience, I had a great education, to see it used to hide abuse in these ways. So we do call for accountability. We tend to call for accountability in ways that reflect the sorts of things responsible homeschooling parents already do. We would like to see, for example, mandated annual doctor visits and manual assessments by a certified teacher. These would be points of contact with a mandatory reporter that could have identified this children's situation, especially with as malnourished as they were.
So, Mike, Rachel says her group kept seeing cases like this one. Do you think there need to be more rules out there to prevent this kind of thing?
Well, I think there needs to be a better way to address child abuse and neglect, but I don't see that as the same thing as homeschooling. In other words, in order to prevent child abuse, you can't prevent all of it, but to do a better job, basically you have to try to figure out what the risk factors are. And homeschooling has never been declared a risk factor by the Mayo Clinic, which has done research on this, the Well Health Organization, and the U.S. Congress basically commissioned a study in 2014 to eliminate child abuse and neglect fatalities. And they found that the number one risk factor is whether a family has been investigated previously, or they're under suspicion of child abuse or neglect. And homeschooling in none of these studies, in none of these surveys, has been mentioned as a prime risk factor for abuse or neglect. So that's where I take issue with what's being proposed with the kind of regulation, especially the regulations I've heard, and I hope Rachel would even agree with me on this, inspections of the home. In other words, we're talking about basically a Fourth Amendment issue. So I do not believe that all of the fine homeschool families in California, and there are thousands of them, should have to be subjected to this added regulation because of what this family did.
And well, Mike, so, let me, and then we'll get to Rachel's response, but let me ask you, whatever studies may or may not have shown, and I'm not going to dispute that from the past, I think you would agree that even one horrific case, such as the one that we are talking about here, is one too many. So long as the regulations are not too onerous, what would be the objection? Everything in life is regulated. You can't drive a car without regulations. You can't get married without regulations. You can't get divorced without regulations. Why not have some regulations that would at least give some sort of protection to students who may be, if not abused by their parents, perhaps just not well educated by their parents?
Well, I would say that I disagree with your statement if you can just eliminate one.
No,
I would like to eliminate
I didn't say that.
I would like to eliminate all child abuse and neglect, just like everybody here would. This is abhorrent to me because I'm in homeschooling because I love children. But I also believe that the liberty issue is important for the rest of the families that are not abusing and neglecting their children, especially when you're talking about the need for individualized education and a tutorial method of education. If we're going to have the state come in, you're going to see that the test scores that are tremendously high right now in standardized achievement tests by homeschool families could suffer as a result. And so I see no need to bring further regulation, especially I'm really concerned about this proposal that's coming forth that homes would be inspected. That's just not acceptable.
All right. So, Mike, let's put you on hold for a second and get Rachel's response here. Rachel, doctor's visits or test scores and standardized tests aside, let's concentrate on the state coming and knocking on the door and doing the inspection for a second. Do you think that should be happening?
We do not support home visits for these cases. We believe that the primary emphasis in a case like this should be ensuring that they have contact with mandatory reporters. And we believe we can do this by having annual assessments by certified teachers and also regular doctor visits. These kids were so malnourished that would have been picked up. I do want to touch on a few of the things Mike Smith just said. First of all, risk factors. Every one of these reports he just mentioned lists isolation as a risk factor. And there is no better way to isolate a child than to homeschool them. Now, I want to be clear. Most homeschooling families do not isolate their children. I was not isolated. I was homeschooled. But there was a study in 2014 by Barbara Knox that found that specifically she was looking at child torture cases, child abuse so severe you could call it torture. And for the school-age cases she looked at, 47% of them involved children who were pulled out of school to be homeschooled, followed by an increase in isolation and an escalation of the abuse. So, you know, clearly the isolation that homeschooling can enable in these abusive cases is a risk factor. I also wanted to mention the issue of risk factors being previous investigations of the family by social services. That's absolutely something we have found true in the cases in our database. That's one of the reasons we recommend requiring a background check for homeschooling parents to check. Was there a previous case of child abuse that was founded by a judge or children removed from the home in the past? And I want to mention that Mike Smith's organization has opposed these measures. So he's sitting there saying that he thinks that we should pay attention to risk factors like previous investigations. They oppose background checks to ensure that families previously founded with child abuse, previously convicted with child abuse. They oppose these regulations or these proposals to bar these families from homeschooling when there's these risk factors present. So I don't think there's complete honesty there. Also, his comment about standardized tests wasn't fully honest. Homeschooled children, there are no standardized test scores that you can look at for all homeschooled children because they're not required to be tested.
Okay, we're going to have to hold you. All right, we're going to have to hold you there because we do have to take a break. And when KNX In Depth continues, we will have a lot more on this unique story.
It's 8:15. Traffic every 10 minutes on the 5s here at KNX 1070. And here's Chuck Rowe.
In Encino, westbound 101 at Balboa. Watch for a crash. Brand new one there. Just reported in the far right lane. Now on the 110 freeway northbound past Florence, a crash cleared from the express lanes. Traffic still trying to...